To the west of Libya is Tunisia, the country where the Arab uprisings began. The Libyan authorities are no longer monitoring their western border with Tunisia, and thousands of people have fled across it. NPR's Tom Jelton was there and has the scene for us.
People were walking across this border today in a steady stream. Tunisian officials are estimating more than 1,000 a day have come across. It's entirely controlled by the Tunisian authorities now. They've sent extra troops here, though not to close the border, only to manage the inflow. The border is open to anyone who wants to get out of Libya. Mohammed Abdou, an Egyptian man, was one who crossed today.
Situation is not good. It's very bad. It's very bad. All the night, every day, all the night, we hear all the night. I don't sleep from 3 days ago.
Mohammed came from Tripoli, the Libyan capital, less than 100 miles to the east of here. Many people had similar accounts of constant gunfire there, and many said it was the one part of Libya where Gaddafi still has some supporters. The Gaddafi people are always in the main plaza singing, says Mehdi Kamali, speaking here in German. He says the people who are willing to stand with Gaddafi get better pay, better food, and better housing. The vast majority of the people coming across today are men, and most are Tunisian. They say they were singled out for harsh treatment by Gaddafi's police, who blamed the Tunisians for starting the trouble. Two Tunisian men whip off their shirts and show purple bruises across their backs where they said they were beaten. The news that Tunisians are being beaten for being Tunisian has prompted a furious response here. Hundreds of cars festooned with Tunisian flags have rushed to the border to meet the arriving Tunisian workers. Local residents contributed money to charter buses to pick up anyone who needed a ride. Having just overthrown their own authoritarian government, these Tunisians are still swept up with liberation passion, and they embraced the few Libyans who arrived with tales of struggle against the Gaddafi regime. Omar Muhammad al-Sadi vowed he would return to his homeland to continue the fight. At first he said he didn't want to identify himself for fear of jeopardizing his family's safety, but then he changed his mind and turned to foreign reporters to make this appeal.
Please help me, everybody in the world. Please, I need help. The Libyan people need help.
But it's clear from those arriving here that Gaddafi's people are still a force to be reckoned with in Libya. Mohammed Abdou, the Egyptian man, said he and his traveling companions encountered several pro-Gaddafi thugs on their way to the border.
They take my flash memories, they take my mobile phones, they take my SIM card.
Where did they take this?
The people in Libya, in the road.
Other people said they had been robbed of their money on their way here, though some said there are Libyan police who are with the people and attempting to maintain some law and order. All those arriving from Libya insisted that Gaddafi has lost his people. Several said his real power and influence now barely extends beyond Tripoli. And that means the outflow of people from Libya is bound to continue. The Tunisian Red Crescent has established a reception center here, and the UN Refugee Agency is preparing to set up tents to house anyone arriving. Tom Jelton, NPR News, near the Tunisian-Libyan border.